The subject matter contained in this presentation is based on biblical principles and designed to give you accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. It is provided with the understanding that neither the presenter nor the broadcaster is engaged to render legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Since your situation is fact-dependent, you may wish to additionally seek the services of an appropriately licensed legal, accounting, real estate, or investment professional.
No one can serve two masters. He will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil.
This is Medjanomics with a friend of Medjugorje.
Our Lady said, August 2nd, 2011, become a new people with my son. She says, as an individual, my children, you cannot stop the evil that wants to begin to rule in this world and to destroy it. But according to God's will, altogether, with my son, you can change everything and heal the world. You have to be making decisions of how you live and what's in your life. And through Our Lady's messages, you can prophetically what's coming down. The same message, what I've already said, the rest of it, become a new people with my son. A people who knows that if they have lost God, they have lost themselves. That's where we are. People don't know which direction to go and where they're going. She continues, they have lost themselves. A people who knows that with God, despite all sufferings and trials, they are secure and saved. The whole world is like a ship on the ocean without a rudder. Our Lady is our rudder. She's the one that is sailing us 42 years to safety. And her children still do not get it. On July 2nd, 2016, Our Lady said, he is sending me among you so that with a motherly love, I may grant you safety. But most people, they want to go their ways and continuing following the world, and it's falling apart. How do you get away from it? The talk show Hannity said something on the radio recently that I was surprised that he would say it on his broadcast. It's just one more voice calling in the wilderness.
Anyway, E.J. Antoni is with us, a public finance economist at the Heritage Foundation. Listen, I feel, and it's just my gut, just my instinct, I think the stock market's headed for a major correction. I can't predict. You can never time the market. If you try to do it, it's never going to work. I understand that, but I've never had a strong appetite for the stock market. I think the American people often are the last to know what the trends really are. I think the people on the ground tend to have a big advantage. Maybe that's just the suspicious part of me. I've always believed more in bricks and mortar as a better investment, at least for my personal peace of mind. However, recently I have taken all of my retirement accounts, whatever I have, and I have moved every penny of it out of the stock market. And I've, you know, my close friends that ask me, I tell them what to do. I don't tell my audience what to do. I tell them what I'm doing. They have to make their own decisions and talk to their own advisors. But, you know, a major hit at the stock market or a 3%, you know, a 33% drop or worse.
But, you know, look, I hear you on wanting this flight to safety. And it all goes back to the fact that there is not a lot of confidence in this economy because there's not a lot of confidence in the man at the helm.
That's showing us that the economy is not, inflation is not under control, that things are getting worse. The American people understand it. I think that's why David Axelrod is so frustrated, because he knows well that the 60% of Americans, and you know them, that are living paycheck to paycheck, and many people having to put bare necessities on credit cards, and people tapping into their pensions, a very, very high rate of and percentages of Americans are doing that. None of this is indicative of an economy that is healing or growing or changing, or inflation is now under control. Just the opposite.
Sean, that's absolutely right. And so much of this can be traced back to failed public policy. Look, when the government is going to spend and rack up these multi-trillion-dollar annual deficits, the Treasury is having to increase their auction sizes. In other words, they're having to sell more and more of those Treasury securities at higher and higher rates. They had an auction earlier today for 10-year Treasuries. It was horrific. I mean, these are terrible numbers. The cost to service...
It's terrible numbers for the government. It's actually, I'll take 5% in this economic environment every day of the week. That's now a matter of... Well, I guess it's a strategy of wealth preservation first, isn't it?
Well, it is, Sean, and that 5% sounds really good at first, but here's the problem. Where is the government getting the money to pay all of the interest on the debt? It's over $1 trillion a year. That money is essentially still being created, which means it's still fueling inflation. And so this is where you can get into that very dangerous debt spiral where the government is printing money to pay for the money that it previously printed and borrowed on. And so the fact that we're still paying more and more and more every day to service the debt means that we're going to continue to have hotter and hotter inflation. In other words, the money you get repaid for letting the Treasury borrow that money, the money you get repaid is going to be worth less maybe than what you actually originally lent them.
We have been going for years, and a lady has reminded us of one Bible verse. The Bible is filled with so many things. Thousands of things. But our lady says, in the beginning, every Thursday, read Matthew 6. Why did our lady pick that out of all the scriptures? Because money is everything. It's tied to everything throughout the day, your whole lifetime. Where is your retirement? Where's your savings? Is it in the stock market? You say no. Where do you think it is? Where's your 401ks? Where is the money? It's in the stock markets. And in a flash, it's going to disappear. It's a guarantee, because it's not glorifying God. And Our Lady said everything's falling apart and everything's passing. You put the icing on the cake, which is Matthew 6. We are in big trouble. when you get somebody like Hannity says, I've taken every penny out of the stock markets, how long are you going to wait and not to make decisions to change what needs to be changed? You can say, I can't do anything about it, my retirement. What's going to happen when you wake up and it's crashed and it's gone to zero? I want to play a clip about what happened in 1929, that people were thinking they were making money over money. That's not of God. They have sailed this lie. We're going to take your retirement money and make more money with that. Listen to this clip of what happened on 1929. It's a saying, history always repeats itself. And we're very close to that.
Not everyone coped with their losses.
I know that people read about the stories on Wall Street of people opening the windows in their offices and jumping out. That actually happened. That isn't an urban legend. People who had worked 30 and 40 years on Wall Street and had amassed fortunes within a period of days lost everything.
I'm sorry I was unable to return the two books until now. The conditions down in the financial neighborhood have been such as to keep us working. Yesterday, a woman jumped from the roof of our building, 44 floors, right past our window. I saw her body lying in the street, and the sight was so harrowing that I became half sick.
The effects of the catastrophic crash in Wall Street rippled out across America. Even those who'd never owned shares and who'd never benefited from the stock market boom became victims too.
All these financial advisors are not to be trusted. They lie. They have to make money on your money. Cut them off. I just got through writing something. I had it recorded. It clarifies what the steps you need to be doing. So listen to it.
It is now a reality. You cannot protect and keep safe your earnings, retirement, 401ks, money in the bank, etc., etc. Many, many people are so concerned they're cashing out and buying silver because the signs are clear. A total economic crash is coming, worse than the 1929 Depression, that will change the whole world. One major change, civilization will be forced to return to silver. For millennia, mankind's currency of exchange has always been foundationed on silver. However, be cautious. Don't make the mistake of exchanging worthless paper dollars just for secular silver with a buffalo on it, or Grand Canyon scenes, etc., etc., etc. There is silver that is far more valuable. You can do two things. One, safeguard, and two, sanctify your savings, earnings, retirement, etc. with the world's number one specialty 1 ounce silver round. When it's dispensed, you can bring conversion. How? How do we know it brings people to conversion and salvation? How can we know such a thing? Because intel was given directly from heaven, from the Queen of Heaven. In Medjugorje, on November 27, 1989, which was the 159th anniversary of the miraculous medal, Our Lady told Medjugorje visionary Maria to replicate, propagate, and spread the devotion of the miraculous medal and to pray for all those who carry this medal so souls may be saved. Astonishingly, you can save and protect your life earnings and save souls at the same time. A double bonus, a great impact if you do, and a great loss if you don't. Through Visionary Maria, in this special apparition at the base of Apparition Mountain at the Blue Cross, Our Lady reignited the graces attached to the miraculous medal. These days, opportunity versus misfortune. Our Lady said on the Feast of the Miraculous Medal, November 27, 1989, quote, "These days, I want you to pray in a special way for the salvation of souls. Today is the feast day of the Miraculous Medal, and I want that you pray in a special way for the salvation of those people who are carrying this miraculous medal. I want you to spread the devotion and the carrying of this medal so that more souls may be saved." Our Lady wants you to spread what? The devotion. How? By carrying this medal. Why? That more souls be saved. Your dollars are in the system of darkness. Your money, stored in the Medjugorje Miraculous Medal Silver Round, is in the system of light. Our Lady said to Maria, "I want," three times in the message. Our Lady wants these three wants from all her children. The first, I want you to bring salvation of souls through prayer and the miraculous medal. The second, I want souls to carry the miraculous medal and pray for those who carry the miraculous medal. Our Lady said on September 2, 2011, "Everything around you is passing, and everything is falling apart. Only the glory of God remains." The darkness of the current economic system will pass away, fall apart, and crash. Man will turn to what has intrinsic value. That is silver. Your exchange won't be scanning credit cards. It will be what you carry in your pocket. People have forgotten that it was only several decades ago that everyone carried money in their pockets. The miraculous metal Medjugorje round, once dispersed, will be carried by the masses. The third, I want you to spread the carrying of the miraculous medal and its devotion. Our Lady literally wants you to put the three wants into your life and others for their salvation. Our Lady said on December 25, 1989, "Read every day the messages I gave you and transform them into life." The 1 ounce miraculous metal Medjugorje round is a great source of grace for the salvation of souls when you put it into your life instead of just silver. In the collapse, you will be able to daily exchange the miraculous metal Medjugorje round for goods and necessities in life. It will be a great extra dividend because Our Lady has told us the value of great graces. Over 4,000 people have exchanged more than 170 million paper dollars for a total of 5.6 million miraculous metal silver rounds. These 5.6 million miraculous metal Medjugorje silver rounds have a total weight of 192 tons. That converts to 384,000 pounds of silver.
With those numbers, it tells you something. If you pass a restaurant every day and there's a line, that's a billboard. Many people are waking up, cashing out retirement 401s, and they can sleep because it's in their system, in their possession. In the last few months, a lot of people are waking up. Century Silver will give a report.
Just in the last 60 days, the spot price of silver has gone up more than 25%, from about $22 an ounce to $28 an ounce. And our phone has been ringing a bunch. We're talking to a lot of new people, but what we see the most right now and what we've been seeing for several months is that people are now really taking action on their retirement accounts. We had a woman call us just the other day who is planning on doing just under $400,000 in a single exchange for the Miraculous Metal Medjugorje round. It's money that she's pulling out of an investment account that was left to her by her father in a trust, but she's going to liquidate the entire thing in exchange for the physical silver Miraculous Metal Medjugorje round. A friend of Medjugorje just said a minute ago that when you cash out, you can sleep good. And we remember people telling us that in the past, that when they cashed out the retirement account and put it in silver, one man said he slept really good for the first time in a long time, knowing that he had his wealth stored physically under his roof. There is a 100% certainty from history. Every single paper currency has, without fail, gone to zero. There is no other option for the United States dollar. And in reality, there is no other option for pretty much every single currency in the world, because everybody's on a paper system that only has debt behind it, and there's nothing behind it. So we are going to see a worldwide total economic collapse. There is going to be a lot of suffering. There's going to be poverty. There's going to be famine. And not just that, but many, many human tragedies. But what Our Lady is doing is giving people who are listening to her words from heaven a way to insulate themselves as much as possible from these tragedies. Everybody is going to suffer. There's no way to protect yourself entirely. But there are steps you can take right now, steps that you have to take right now to soften that blow. And just one of those is to separate yourself from the system as much as possible. Yourself, your loved ones, help other people around you. The way to do that immediately is to take your money out of the banks and out of the stock market accounts. They're going to zero. And you take worthless paper money right now and exchange it for real physical silver in the miraculous metal Medjugorje round, which again, as you heard earlier, is turbo boosted by the miraculous metal image, Our Lady's blessing upon that for conversion for millions of people in the future. And we really hear all kinds of stories from different people about the different sources of their wealth. Some are even funny. We had a woman call just yesterday, and she said she got in a car accident. Another car hit her, and she got injured, and she's getting a $50,000 insurance settlement. Guess where that's going? Bam, right into the miraculous metal Medjugorje round. So there's people coming from everywhere, all walks of life, all kind of scenarios that are making an exchange.
Wow, that's a good idea. Start crossing the street.
It's true. The personal injury law firm industry is exploding, and maybe we could turn that into conversion somehow.
Any way you could do it, get your money, as long as it's legal.
If you want to contact Century Silver Exchange to take your really, really worthless paper dollars and turn it in to physical silver, the best way to reach us is by phone at 877-936-7686. That's 877-936-7686. Again, we have a ton of materials available. A friend of Medjugorje's books, writings, and Medjinomics CDs that we can give you to give to other people. They're basically free. We ask you to help us with a little donation to cover some of the costs and the shipping. But if you can't afford it, we'll send it to you free. We just want to get this information out.
Evil wants to begin to rule the world and destroy it. You can protect yourself. All this you just heard, you cannot procrastinate. You have to move it and do something now. The despair that's going to come down on so many people was defined in the clip you heard about people just jumping off of buildings. And they knew they could have made decisions, because even back in 1929, the signs were there. Jesus said, when you see the clouds, you know a storm is coming. We leave you with all these thoughts. We wish you a lady. We love you. Good night.
Century Silver Exchange is a for-profit subsidiary of Caritas of Birmingham. It bears its own expenses and pays income taxes on any earnings. If there are any earnings left over at year end, it may make a dividend donation to Caritas to further its mission efforts.